We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Welcome to Day 7 of Joy. Today's title is Sacrifices with Joy. J.I. Packer said, "Joy is a condition that is experienced, but it's more than a feeling. It is primarily a state of mind." Our text comes to us from Psalm 27, verse 6, and it reads, "And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord." David wrote Psalm 27 in some of the most difficult moments of his life. Some people believe that David wrote the psalm when he was fleeing from the murderous jealousy of King Saul. Others believe that these words describe the time that David was fleeing from his very own son, Absalom. Either way, David was running for his life. You would think that this would be a psalm filled with complaining and fear, but notice David's state of mind in the following verses in Psalm 27. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Verse 4 tells us, "One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Verse 8, "You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek." Verse 13, "I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Above everything else, David desires God's presence. Even in his lowest moments, while on the run from his enemies, his relationship with God enables him to choose to live from the perspective of joy. With all these verses found in Psalm 27, verse 6 contains an unbelievable truth that is often overlooked. David was so confident in God's goodness and protection that he could offer sacrifices while singing and shouting. While other people would hide out in secret if someone was trying to kill them, David would offer sacrifices while shouting his joy. David also connects two words that are seldom found together in our Western culture: sacrifice and joy. The idea of sacrifice conjures up words like messy and costly. In the Old Testament, sacrifice involved the killing of a spotless lamb or the slaughter of a scapegoat. These sacrifices were made according to specific guidelines and took considerable time to complete. It sounds grim and heavy to us, yet in a very difficult time of his life, the opportunity to worship God through sacrifice caused David to shout with joy. Choosing joy can be a sacrifice when we give up our rights to sulk and complain. We forfeit the choice to be discouraged or to nurture negative feelings and instead choose joy as that fixed state of our mind because of the privilege of being in God's presence. The joy of His presence far outweighs any difficulty of this life, giving us the confidence to persevere. Our hearts are greatly encouraged when we know the faithfulness and the goodness of God. That's why David could close out Psalm 27 with these words in verse 14, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." Think about these things today. In what ways can you approach your most difficult circumstances from the perspective of joy? How does the phrase sacrifice of joy relate to the expressions sacrifice of praise and sacrifice of thanksgiving found in Scripture? How can the following scripture help you apply today's devotion? In Hebrews 13, verses 15 and 16, it says, "Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God." Would you join me in prayer? Father, we bring our sacrifice of praise today, and may we do so joyfully. We lay aside whatever may be burning us today, and we raise our hands to you in thanksgiving for all that you have done. We love you, Father. Amen.